SBS Radio.
You're listening to NITV Radio. I am Sharka Pechová in conversation with Fiona Harrison, a founder of Chocolate on Purpose. Fiona, a Wiradjuri woman from Millthorpe in New South Wales, uses chocolate to promote Indigenous knowledge and showcase Indigenous culture. And Fiona is now on the phone to tell us more about this. Fiona, welcome to NITV Radio and thank you.
Thank you.
Fiona, can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name's Fiona Harrison. I'm a Wiradjuri woman of the Lachlan River. Generations of my family have lived on the banks of the Bulubula River, which is part of the Lachlan River catchment. And Bulubula in Wiradjuri means stony river, and that describes how the landscape around here is peppered with basalt rock from eruptions of a nearby extinct volcano called Mount Kenobolas. So my business, Chocolate on Purpose, was born at the source of the Bulubula River in a country town. It's a little village called Millthorpe, and we're in the central tablelands in central west New South Wales.
You're the founder of Chocolate on Purpose. What is that purpose?
So our mission is to create delicious flavours to showcase our Australian Indigenous botanicals, and that's in support of Indigenous farmers and also of cacao farmers, because we only source cacao beans from suppliers who are members of Cacao Horizons, and they're an organisation that is designed to give the cacao farmer a fair price, no child slavery, help to grow their villages by empowering them and teaching them sustainable entrepreneurship. So that's our mission. Our vision is to create chocolate flavours that showcase Australian Indigenous botanicals and the fact that they are our superfoods, more powerful than a lot of the Amazonian superfoods that most people know about. And within that, to ensure that our Indigenous people are respected for their wisdom and honoured for their culture. Hmm. So the Chocolate on Purpose is about, the purpose is beyond chocolate. Chocolate's the vehicle. It's also about our vision. That's the big picture.
Hmm. Where comes this idea from to use chocolate as a vehicle?
Well, I have an aromatic medicine background. And myself and my good friend Joe, we're both come from an aromatic medicine background, and we wanted to be able to use the essence of the plants in a more powerful way. I myself was involved in an armed hold-up, and as a result, I had post-traumatic stress disorder, and within that, a panic disorder. And one morning I woke up mid-panic attack. I don't know how that happened, but something must have triggered during my dreaming time. And I had just discovered aromatherapy, and I had this essence called lavender. It's a very poor relation of lavender, and it really isn't attributed with any health benefits at all. But I put that in a bowl of water and started splashing my face and felt a little bit better. And then I put it in a bath and sat in the bath. And by the time it was time for the kids to get up, the panic attack had subsided, and I was able to take them to school, get them ready and take them to school. So I became really curious about, like, how could, like, something from a plant have so much power? So I went into studying aromatic medicine. But in Australia, you can only deliver essential oils via massage, and I thought that I wanted a more powerful way. So I thought that maybe cooking would be the answer, aromatic cooking, but soon discovered that not much of a cook, but kept my eyes open for how we might be able to do that. And I bought Joe a birthday present. It was a voucher to go to a chocolate making course. And like, we were both just lit up. We really enjoyed it. And then the teacher said, we're going to make a raspberry and black pepper chocolate. And I looked at Joe and I said, oh my God, black pepper's an essential oil. Maybe this is how we'll deliver the essential oils. And then we got excited and started talking about, you know, superfoods like goji berry. And then I just looked at Joe and I said, hang on a minute, what about our Australian Indigenous botanicals? And that's really where it was born.
you did also some interviews before, and you said a lot of these native plants, native herbs and fruits are not known amongst the indigenous community anymore.
I think maybe that was misunderstood. I mean, I think that with colonization, a lot of information has been lost, especially around the area like the central west, around Orange and all of this area, because the colonialists came over the mountains into this area and discovered a great plain where they could put their cattle and sheep. There was a lot of decimation and a lot of traditional knowledge went with it. But, there are communities who are growing the indigenous fruits, and the power of them, the health benefits are becoming more known again. And through businesses like ours, where we talk about the ingredients in the chocolate and the health benefits, both traditionally, and a lot of those traditional health benefits are being proved scientifically, that information is becoming more known.
Mm. What are these plants? Can you tell us some examples?
Yeah, so an example I like to talk about is the rosella, which is a beautiful crimson flower that looks like a crown. And if you enjoy a glass of bubbly, you might have actually had a rosella in your glass of champagne. And a mountain pepperberry, it looks like a little blueberry, but you wouldn't want to eat it thinking it was sweet. So the rosella and pepperberry, the rosella was traditionally used as heart tonification, and the pepperberry was used to stimulate blood circulation. And scientifically, those are two benefits that have actually been proven in modern day. And, they're really powerful, just one part of the powerful benefit of those plants. We recently were contacted by the Australian College of Nursing because they were putting care packages together for the healthcare workers on the front line treating COVID. And the flavour that she chose was rosella and pepperberry. And just after that, it was all over the news about the devastating effects that COVID can have on your circulatory system and your heart. And I rang her and I said, look, I just want to share this with you. And I told her about the traditional and the modern, the scientific evidence that it supports the circulation and the heart. And she was just over the moon and couldn't wait to tell the nurses, and felt like, she was quite intuitive because she'd chosen that flavour. So that's a combination that I really love, both to eat and to share.
Mm, sounds delicious. This year, like, as you mentioned, COVID, and in Millthorpe, you also had the bushfires and then the floods. How did that affect your business?
So the area has been affected for quite some time by drought. And, it was really noticeable that spending had dropped because, drought was, primarily the farmers, but then also businesses, because the money wasn't being spent. We weren't actually directly affected by bushfire, and very grateful for that. But what happened was, because it was in areas like in the mountains and over, and like in Lithgow, they would close the road from Sydney without notice. And so, you only have to get caught in that sort of closure to stop trying to make the trip. And so business in our village in Millthorpe, it was dropped by more than 50%. So there was that effect. And then it just started to pick up, and then COVID hit and nobody was allowed to travel. So, it dropped off altogether. I have to say that we've been really blessed, because we had a farmer's market model, and so, the farmer's market stopped. So we then went online, and we very quickly just engineered a website and started selling online. And then because of great initiatives, which we're very appreciative for, like Buy From The Bush and Spend With Them by Taria Pitt, and Spend With Us and Empty Esky, and also a lot of corporate businesses with their corporate social responsibility plans, they've taken a great interest. And then Black Lives Matter happened, and a lot of Australians wanted to get behind Indigenous business. So we've almost reverse engineered out of these hardships, and really grateful that we had the ability to do that.
What a shift that was. It's going to be Christmas soon, so before we wrap up our interview, let's end up on a sweet note. What would be your go-to flavor if you still eat chocolate, actually?
Sure. I mean, I love a nut in my chocolate, and so my favorite is the milk chocolate with Kwandong and macadamia nut. And so I say that, you know, like that really is the treat that's better for you, because macadamia is one of only two nuts that can actually lower your cholesterol. And so that's my justification.
I love it. Well, Fiona, thank you so much for talking to us about this amazing idea and concept of bringing together this delicious flavors together with a higher purpose.
Well, you're welcome, and thanks so much for being interested enough to have a chat with me.
That was Vera Jury woman Fiona Harrison, founder of Chocolate on Purpose, talking to us on NITV Radio about her chocolate factory and how she uses indigenous ingredients and herbs and plants, not just for their flavors, but also for their healing qualities. For NITV Radio, Šárka Pechová.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.